Hello, this is Ed at Nutrition World. Today's article is on a study that was done on Q10 and honeybees. Coenzyme Q10 nutrient has a colorful history of potential health benefits to our body, such as energy, immune system, preventing the decline associated with aging, and a myriad of other health benefits. Q10 does play a vital role in the energy production part of the cell called mitochondria. Aging, poor health, the use of statin drugs, or anything that lowers cholesterol, and disease will all significantly reduce this nutrient. Diets contain only small amounts of Q10, so many experts believe that supplementation may be the only reliable method for maintaining this life-saving nutrient. Hundreds of peer-reviewed studies are available for those interested, but I found this recent entry on how Q10 treatment on honeybees extended their health and life significantly. The results appeared quite impressive on the almost anti-aging effects of Q10 on these honeybees. And the model organism for the biochemical gerontology for honeybees is similar to humans, so we may assume that further studies will confirm similar effects on humans, as was observed in these honeybees. My personal dose of Q10 is 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams daily with food. And the newer form of Q10 called ubiquinol may offer even higher absorption rate than the regular Q10. One word of caution, however, is that brand choice is very important, and at Nutrition World, I can promise we are constantly vigilant to only carry and offer the best quality, but also the best value on nutrients found in the U.S. You can trust us to be your partner in achieving your optimal health. And lastly, another study that I reviewed recently surprised me about Q10. It showed that it takes far longer to reach therapeutic levels of blood Q10 than previously expected. We all assume that perhaps 2 to 3 months of supplementation and you would be adequate, but this study showed that it may take as far as 1 year of taking the proper dose in order to reach the proper level in your body. And lastly, the disclaimer is the statements that I have spoke on and wrote on and referred to have not been evaluated by the FDA. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. And if you have a health condition or concern, consult your physician or alternative health care provider. Thank you. Till next time.